Page 33, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Abdominal aortic aneurysm screening. Preventive service. Medicare covers a one-time screening abdominal aortic aneurysm ultrasound for people at risk. You must get a referral for it as part of your one-time Welcome to Medicare preventive visit. See page 50. You pay nothing for the screening if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Alcohol misuse counseling. New. Preventive service. Medicare covers one alcohol misuse screening per year for adults with Medicare, including pregnant women who use alcohol but don't meet the medical criteria for alcohol dependency. If your primary care doctor or other primary care practitioner determines you're misusing alcohol, you can get up to 4 brief face-to-face counseling sessions per year if you're competent and alert during counseling. A qualified primary care doctor or other primary care practitioner must provide the counseling in a primary care setting, like a doctor's office. You pay nothing if the qualified primary care doctor or other primary care practitioner accepts assignment. Ambulance services. Medicare covers ground ambulance transportation when you need to be transported to a hospital, critical access hospital, or skilled nursing facility for medically necessary services, and transportation in any other vehicle could endanger your health. Medicare may pay for emergency ambulance transportation in an airplane or helicopter to a hospital if you need immediate and rapid ambulance transportation that ground transportation cannot provide. In some cases, Medicare may pay for limited, non-emergency ambulance transportation if you have a written order from your doctor stating that ambulance transportation is necessary due to your medical condition. Medicare will only cover ambulance services to the nearest appropriate medical facility that's able to give you the care you need. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Page 34. Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Ambulatory surgical centers. Medicare covers the facility fees for approved surgical procedures in an ambulatory surgical center, facility where surgical procedures are performed, and the patient is expected to be released within 24 hours. Except for certain preventive services, for which you pay nothing, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount to both the ambulatory surgical center and the doctor who treats you, and the Part B deductible applies. You pay all facility fees for procedures Medicare doesn't cover in ambulatory surgical centers. Blood. If the provider gets blood from a blood bank at no charge, you won't have to pay for it or replace it. However, you'll pay a co-payment for the blood processing and handling services for every unit of blood you get, and the Part B deductible applies. If the provider has to buy blood for you, you must either pay the provider costs for the 3 first units of blood you get in a calendar year, or have the blood donated by you or someone else. Bone mass measurement, bone density, preventive service. This test helps to see if you're at risk for broken bones. It's covered once every 24 months, more often if medically necessary, for people who have certain medical conditions or meet certain criteria. You pay nothing for this test, the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Breast cancer screening, mammograms, preventive service. Medicare covers screening mammograms to check for breast cancer every 12 months for all women with Medicare 40 and older. Medicare covers one baseline mammogram for women between 35 and 39. You pay nothing for the test if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. cardiac rehabilitation. Medicare covers comprehensive programs that include exercise, education, and counseling for patients who meet certain conditions. Medicare also covers intensive cardiac rehabilitation programs that are typically more rigorous or more intense than regular cardiac rehabilitation programs. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount if you get the services in a doctor's office. In a hospital outpatient setting, you also pay the hospital a co-payment. The Part B deductible applies. Page 35, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Cardiovascular disease, behavioral therapy. New. Preventive service. Medicare will cover one visit per year with your primary care doctor in a primary care setting, like a doctor's office, to help lower your risk for cardiovascular disease. During this visit, your doctor may discuss aspirin use, if appropriate, check your blood pressure, and give you tips to make sure you're eating well. You pay nothing if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Cardiovascular screenings. These screenings include blood tests that help detect conditions that may lead to a heart attack or stroke. Medicare covers these screening tests every 5 years to test your cholesterol, lipid, lipoprotein, and triglyceride levels. You pay nothing for the tests, but you generally have to pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the doctor's visit. Cervical and vaginal cancer screening. Preventive service. Medicare covers pap tests and pelvic exams to check for cervical and vaginal cancers. As part of the exam, Medicare also covers a clinical breast exam to check for breast cancer. Medicare covers these screening tests once every 24 months. Medicare covers these screening tests once every 12 months if you're at high risk for cervical or vaginal cancer, or if you're of childbearing age and had an abnormal pap test in the past 36 months. You pay nothing if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Chemotherapy. Medicare covers chemotherapy in a doctor's office, freestanding clinic, or hospital outpatient setting for people with cancer. For chemotherapy given in a doctor's office or freestanding clinic, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. If you get chemotherapy in a hospital outpatient setting, you pay a co-payment for the treatment. For chemotherapy in a hospital inpatient setting, covered under Part A, see Hospital Care Inpatient on page 30. Chiropractic Services, Limited. Medicare covers these services to help correct a subluxation when one or more of the bones of your spine move out of position using manipulation of the spine. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Note: you pay all costs for any other services or tests ordered by a chiropractor, including x-rays and massage therapy. Page 36, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Clinical research studies test how well different types of medical care work and if they're safe. Medicare covers some costs, like office visits and tests, in qualifying clinical research studies. You may pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible may apply. Note: if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, like an HMO or PPO, some costs may be covered by Medicare and some may be covered by your plan. Colorectal cancer screenings. Preventive service. Medicare covers these screenings to help find precancerous growths or find cancer early when treatment is most effective. One or more of the following tests may be covered. Fecal occult blood test. This test is covered once every 12 months if you're 50 or older. You pay nothing for the test if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Flexible sigmoidoscopy. This test is generally covered once every 48 months if you're 50 or older, or 120 months after a previous screening colonoscopy for those not at high risk. You pay nothing for the test if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Colonoscopy. This test is generally covered once every 120 months, high risk every 24 months, or 48 months after a previous flexible sigmoidoscopy. There is no minimum age. You pay nothing for the test if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Note, if a polyp or other tissue is found and removed during the colonoscopy, you may have to pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the doctor's services and a co-payment in a hospital outpatient setting. Barium enema. This test is generally covered once every 48 months if you're 50 or older, high risk every 24 months, when used instead of a sigmoidoscopy or colonoscopy. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the doctor's services. In a hospital outpatient setting, you also pay the hospital a co-payment. Page 37, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Defibrillator, implantable, automatic. Medicare covers these devices for some people diagnosed with heart failure. If the surgery takes place in an outpatient setting, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the doctor's services. If you get the device as a hospital outpatient, you also pay the hospital a co-payment, but no more than the Part A hospital stay deductible. The Part B deductible applies. Surgeries to implant defibrillators in a hospital inpatient setting are covered under Part A. Depression screening. Preventive service, new. Medicare covers one depression screening per year. The screening must be done in a primary care setting, like a doctor's office, that can provide follow-up treatment and referrals. You pay nothing for this test if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment, but you generally have to pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the doctor's visit. Diabetes screenings, preventive service. Medicare covers these screenings if your doctor determines you're at risk for diabetes. You may be eligible for up to 2 diabetes screenings each year. You pay nothing for the test if your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Diabetes self-management training, preventive service. Medicare covers a program to help people cope with and manage diabetes. The program may include tips for eating healthy, being active, monitoring blood sugar, taking medication, and reducing risks. You must have diabetes and a written order from your doctor or other healthcare provider. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Diabetes supplies. Medicare covers blood sugar testing monitors, blood sugar test strips, Lancet devices and lancets, blood sugar control solutions, and therapeutic shoes in some cases. Medicare only covers insulin if used with an external insulin pump. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Note, Medicare prescription drug coverage Part D may cover insulin, certain medical supplies used to inject insulin, like syringes, and some oral diabetic drugs. Important. If you live in a durable medical equipment, DME, competitive bidding area, see page 38, and get your diabetes supplies by mail, the amount you pay may change starting in January 2013. From January through June 2013, you can get your supplies from any supplier. Starting in July 2013, you'll need to use a Medicare contract supplier for Medicare to pay for your mail order diabetic testing supplies. This national mail order program will help you save money. Page 38, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Doctor and other healthcare provider services. Medicare covers medically necessary doctor services, including outpatient and some doctor services you get when you're a hospital inpatient, and covered preventive services. Medicare also covers services provided by other healthcare providers, like physician assistants, nurse practitioners, social workers, physical therapists, and psychologists. Except for certain preventive services, for which you may pay nothing, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Durable medical equipment, DME, like walkers. Medicare covers items like oxygen equipment and supplies, wheelchairs, walkers, and hospital beds ordered by a doctor or other healthcare provider enrolled in Medicare for use in the home. Some items must be rented. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. In all areas of the country, you must get your covered equipment or supplies and replacement or repair services from a Medicare-approved supplier for Medicare to pay. For more information, visit www.medicare.gov/publications to view the booklet Medicare Coverage of Durable Medical Equipment and Other Devices. You can also call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227 to find out if a copy can be mailed to you. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. DME Competitive Bidding Program. To get certain items in some areas of the country, you must use specific suppliers called contract suppliers, or Medicare won't pay for the item, and you likely will pay full price. This program is effective in certain areas in these states: California, Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Texas. If you need durable medical equipment or supplies, visit www.medicare.gov/supplier to find Medicare-approved suppliers. If your zip code is in a competitive bidding area, the items included in the program are marked with an orange star. You can also call 1-800-MEDICARE. Important. The program is scheduled to expand to 91 more areas around the country in July 2013. Medicare will provide more information before changes occur in those areas. Page 39, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. EKG, electrocardiogram screening. Medicare covers a one-time screening EKG if referred by your doctor or other healthcare provider as part of your one-time Welcome to Medicare preventive visit. See page 50. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. An EKG is also covered as a diagnostic test. See page 47. If you have the test at a hospital or a hospital-owned clinic, you also pay the hospital a co-payment. emergency department services. These services are covered when you have an injury, a sudden illness, or an illness that quickly gets much worse. You pay a specified co-payment for the hospital emergency department visit, and you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the doctor's or other healthcare provider's services. The Part B deductible applies. However, your costs may be different if you're admitted to the hospital. Eyeglasses, limited. Medicare covers one pair of eyeglasses with standard frames or one set of contact lenses after cataract surgery that implants an intraocular lens. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Federally qualified health center services. Medicare covers many outpatient primary care and preventive services you get through certain community-based organizations. Generally, you pay 20% of the charges. You pay nothing for most preventive services. Flu shots, preventive service. Medicare generally covers flu shots once per flu season, in the fall or winter. You pay nothing for getting the flu shot if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment for giving the shot. Foot exams and treatment. Medicare covers foot exams and treatment if you have diabetes-related nerve damage and or meet certain conditions. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. In a hospital outpatient setting, you also pay the hospital a co-payment. Page 40, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Glaucoma tests, preventive service. These tests are covered once every 12 months for people at high risk for the eye disease glaucoma. You're at high risk if you have diabetes, a family history of glaucoma, are African American and 50 or older, or are Hispanic and 65 or older. An eye doctor who is legally allowed by the state must do the tests. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies for the doctor's visit. In a hospital outpatient setting, you also pay the hospital a co-payment. Hearing and balance exams. Medicare covers these exams if your doctor or other healthcare provider orders them to see if you need medical treatment. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. In a hospital outpatient setting, you also pay the hospital a co-payment. Note, Medicare doesn't cover hearing aids or exams for fitting hearing aids. Hepatitis B shots, preventive service. Medicare covers these shots for people at high or medium risk for hepatitis B. You pay nothing for the shot if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. HIV screening, preventive service. Medicare covers HIV, human immunodeficiency virus screenings, for people at increased risk for the virus, anyone who asks for the test, and pregnant women. Medicare covers this test once every 12 months or up to 3 times during a pregnancy. You pay nothing for the HIV screening if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Page 41, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Home health services. Medicare covers medically necessary, part-time, or intermittent skilled nursing care and or physical therapy, speech-language pathology services, and or services for people with a continuing need for occupational therapy. A doctor enrolled in Medicare or certain healthcare providers who work with the doctor must see you face-to-face before the doctor can certify that you need home health services. That doctor must order your care, and a Medicare-certified home health agency must provide it. Home health services may also include medical social services, part-time or intermittent home health aid services, durable medical equipment, and medical supplies for use at home. You must be homebound, which means leaving home is a major effort. You pay nothing for covered home health services. For Medicare-covered durable medical equipment information, see page 38. Kidney dialysis services and supplies. Generally, Medicare covers dialysis treatment 3 times a week if you have end-stage renal disease, ESRD. This includes dialysis drugs, laboratory tests, home dialysis training, and related equipment and supplies. The dialysis facility is responsible for coordinating your dialysis services at home or in a facility. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Kidney disease education services. Medicare covers up to 6 sessions of kidney disease education services if you have stage 4 kidney disease and your doctor or other healthcare provider refers you for the service. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Laboratory services. Medicare covers laboratory services, including certain blood tests, urinalysis, and some screening tests. You pay nothing for these services if the doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment. Page 42, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Medical nutrition therapy services. Preventive service. Medicare may cover medical nutrition therapy and certain related services if you have diabetes or kidney disease, or you have had a kidney transplant in the last 36 months, and your doctor or other healthcare provider refers you for the service. You pay nothing for these services if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Mental health care outpatient. Medicare covers mental health care services to help with conditions like depression or anxiety. Coverage includes services generally provided in an outpatient setting, like a doctor's or other healthcare provider's office or hospital outpatient department, including visits with a psychiatrist or other doctor, clinical psychologist, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, clinical nurse specialist, or clinical social worker. Certain treatment for substance abuse and lab tests. Certain limits and conditions apply. What you pay will depend on whether you're being diagnosed and monitored or whether you're getting treatment. For visits to a doctor or other healthcare provider to diagnose your condition, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. Generally, for outpatient treatment of your condition, like counseling or psychotherapy, you pay 35% of the Medicare-approved amount. This co-insurance amount will decrease to 20% in 2014. The Part B deductible applies for both visits to diagnose or treat your condition. Note: inpatient mental health care is covered under Part A. See Hospital Care Inpatient on page 30. Page 43, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Obesity screening and counseling. Preventive service. New. If you have a body mass index, BMI, of 30 or more, Medicare covers intensive counseling to help you lose weight. This counseling may be covered if you get it in a primary care setting, like a doctor's office, where it can be coordinated with your personalized prevention plan. Talk to your primary care doctor or primary care practitioner to find out more. You pay nothing for this service if the primary care doctor or other qualified primary care practitioner accepts assignment. Occupational therapy. Medicare covers evaluation and treatment to help you perform activities of daily living, like dressing or bathing, after an illness or accident, when your doctor or other healthcare provider certifies you need it. There may be a limit on the amount Medicare will pay for these services in a single year, and there may be certain exceptions to these limits. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Outpatient hospital services. Medicare covers many diagnostic and treatment services in participating hospital outpatient departments. Generally, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the doctor's or other healthcare provider's services. You may pay more for services you get in a hospital outpatient setting than you'll pay for the same care in a doctor's office. In addition to the amount you pay the doctor, you'll usually pay the hospital a co-payment for each service you get in a hospital outpatient setting, except for certain preventive services for which there's no co-payment. The co-payment cannot be more than the Part A hospital stay deductible. The Part B deductible applies, except for certain preventive services. Outpatient medical and surgical services and supplies. Medicare covers approved procedures like X-rays, casts, or stitches. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the doctor's or other healthcare provider's services. You generally pay the hospital a co-payment for each service you get in a hospital outpatient setting. For each service, the co-payment cannot be more than the Part A hospital stay deductible. The Part B deductible applies, and you pay all charges for items or services that Medicare doesn't cover. Page 44, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Physical therapy. Medicare covers evaluation and treatment for injuries and diseases that change your ability to function when your doctor or other healthcare provider certifies your need for it. There may be a limit on the amount Medicare will pay for these services in a single year, and there may be certain exceptions to these limits. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Pneumococcal shot. Preventive service. Medicare covers pneumococcal shots to help prevent pneumococcal infections, like certain types of pneumonia. Most people only need this shot once in their lifetime. Talk with your doctor or other healthcare provider to see if you should get this shot. You pay nothing if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment for giving the shot. Prescription drugs, limited. Medicare covers a limited number of drugs like injections you get in a doctor's office, certain oral cancer drugs, drugs used with some types of durable medical equipment, like a nebulizer or external infusion pump, and, under very limited circumstances, certain drugs you get in a hospital outpatient setting. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for these covered drugs, and the Part B deductible applies. If the covered drugs you get in a hospital outpatient setting are part of your outpatient services, you pay the co-payment for the services. However, other types of drugs in a hospital outpatient setting, sometimes called self-administered drugs, or drugs you would normally take on your own, aren't covered by Part B. What you pay depends on whether you have Part D or other prescription drug coverage, whether your drug plan covers the drug, and whether the hospital's pharmacy is in your drug plan's network. Contact your prescription drug plan to find out what you pay for drugs you get in a hospital outpatient setting that aren't covered under Part B. See page 91 for more information. Other than the examples above, you pay 100% for most prescription drugs unless you have Part D or other drug coverage. Page 45, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Prostate cancer screenings. Preventive service. Medicare covers a prostate-specific antigen, PSA test, and a digital rectal exam once every 12 months for men over 50, beginning the day after your 50th birthday. You pay nothing for the PSA test if the doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies for the digital rectal exam. In a hospital outpatient setting, you also pay the hospital a co-payment. Prosthetic, orthotic items. Medicare covers arm, leg, back, and neck braces, artificial eyes, artificial limbs and their replacement parts, some types of breast prostheses after mastectomy, and prosthetic devices needed to replace an internal body part or function, including ostomy supplies, and parenteral and enteral nutrition therapy, when ordered by a doctor or other healthcare provider enrolled in Medicare. For Medicare to cover your prosthetic or orthotic, you must go to a supplier that's enrolled in Medicare. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Important. DMEPOS, Competitive Bidding Program. To get enteral nutrition therapy in some areas of the country, you must use specific suppliers called contract suppliers, or Medicare won't pay, and you'll likely pay full price. See page 38 for more information. Pulmonary rehabilitation. Medicare covers a comprehensive pulmonary rehabilitation program if you have moderate to very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, and have a referral from the doctor treating this chronic respiratory disease. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount if you get the service in a doctor's office. You also pay the hospital a co-payment per session if you get the service in a hospital outpatient setting. The Part B deductible applies. Rural health clinic services. Medicare covers many outpatient primary care and preventive services in rural health clinics. Generally, you pay 20% of the charges, and the Part B deductible applies. However, you pay nothing for most preventive services. Page 46, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Second surgical opinions. Medicare covers second surgical opinions, in some cases, for surgery that isn't an emergency. In some cases, Medicare covers third surgical opinions. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Sexually transmitted infections, screening, and counseling. Preventive service. New. Medicare covers sexually transmitted infection, STI screenings, for chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and/or hepatitis B. These screenings are covered for people with Medicare who are pregnant and/or for certain people who are at increased risk for an STI when the tests are ordered by a primary care doctor or other primary care practitioner. Medicare covers these tests once every 12 months or at certain times during pregnancy. Medicare also covers up to two individual 20 to 30 minute face-to-face high-intensity behavioral counseling sessions each year for sexually active adults at increased risk for STIs. Medicare will only cover these counseling sessions if they are provided by a primary care doctor or other primary care practitioner and take place in a primary care setting, like a doctor's office. Counseling conducted in an inpatient setting, like a skilled nursing facility, won't be covered as a preventive service. You pay nothing for these services if the primary care doctor or other qualified primary care practitioner accepts assignment. Speech-Language Pathology Services. Medicare covers evaluation and treatment given to regain and strengthen speech and language skills, including cognitive and swallowing skills, when your doctor or other healthcare provider certifies you need it. There may be a limit on the amount Medicare will pay for these services in a single year, and there may be certain exceptions to these limits. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Page 47, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Surgical dressing services. Medicare covers these services for treatment of a surgical or surgically treated wound. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the doctor's or other healthcare provider's services. You pay a fixed copayment for these services when you get them in a hospital outpatient setting. You pay nothing for the supplies. The Part B deductible applies. Telehealth. Medicare covers limited medical or other health services, like office visits and consultations provided using an interactive two-way telecommunications system, like real-time audio and video, by an eligible provider who isn't at your location. These services are available in some rural areas under certain conditions, and only if you're located at one of the following places: a doctor's office, hospital, rural health clinic, federally qualified health center, hospital-based dialysis facility, skilled nursing facility, or community mental health center. For most of these services, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Tests other than lab tests. Medicare covers X-rays, MRIs, CT scans, EKGs, and some other diagnostic tests. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. If you get the test at a hospital as an outpatient, you also pay the hospital a copayment that may be more than 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, but it cannot be more than the Part A hospital stay deductible. See Laboratory Services on page 41 for other Part B covered tests. Page 48, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Tobacco Use Cessation Counseling, Preventive Service. If you use tobacco and you're diagnosed with an illness caused or complicated by tobacco use, or you take a medicine that's affected by tobacco, Medicare covers up to 8 face-to-face visits in a 12-month period. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. In a hospital outpatient setting, you also pay the hospital a copayment. If you haven't been diagnosed with an illness caused or complicated by tobacco use, Medicare coverage of tobacco use cessation counseling is considered a covered preventive service. You pay nothing for the counseling sessions if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Transplants and immunosuppressive drugs. Medicare covers doctor services for heart, lung, kidney, pancreas, intestine, and liver transplants under certain conditions, and only in a Medicare-certified facility. Medicare covers bone marrow and cornea transplants under certain conditions. Medicare covers immunosuppressive drugs if the transplant was eligible for Medicare payment, or an employer or union group health plan was required to pay before Medicare paid for the transplant. You must have Part A at the time of the transplant, and you must have Part B at the time you get immunosuppressive drugs. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. If you're thinking about joining a Medicare Advantage plan, like an HMO or PPO, and are on a transplant waiting list or believe you need a transplant, check with the plan before you join to make sure your doctors, other healthcare providers, and hospitals are in the plan's network. Also check the plan's coverage rules for prior authorization. Note: Medicare drug plans, Part D, may cover immunosuppressive drugs, even if Medicare or an employer or union group health plan didn't pay for the transplant. You pay nothing for these services if the doctor or healthcare provider accepts assignment. Page 49, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Travel. Healthcare needed when traveling outside the United States. Medicare generally doesn't cover healthcare while you're traveling outside the U.S. The U.S. includes the 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, the Northern Mariana Islands, and American Samoa. There are some exceptions, including some cases where Medicare may pay for services that you get while on board a ship within the territorial waters adjoining the land areas of the U.S. Medicare may pay for inpatient hospital, doctor, or ambulance services you get in a foreign country in these rare cases. 1. You're in the U.S. when an emergency occurs, and the foreign hospital is closer than the nearest U.S. hospital that can treat your medical condition. 2. You're traveling through Canada without unreasonable delay by the most direct route between Alaska and another state when a medical emergency occurs, and the Canadian hospital is closer to the nearest U.S. hospital that can treat the emergency. 3. You live in the U.S. and the foreign hospital is closer to your home than the nearest U.S. hospital that can treat your medical condition, regardless of whether an emergency exists. Medicare may cover medically necessary ambulance transportation to a foreign hospital only with admission for medically necessary covered inpatient hospital services. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, and the Part B deductible applies. Urgently needed care. Medicare covers urgently needed care to treat a sudden illness or injury that isn't a medical emergency. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the doctor's or other healthcare provider's services, and the Part B deductible applies. In a hospital outpatient setting, you also pay the hospital a co-payment. Page 50, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. What does Part B cover? Continued. Welcome to Medicare Preventive Visit. Preventive Service. During the first 12 months that you have Part B, you can get a Welcome to Medicare Preventive Visit. This visit includes a review of your medical and social history related to your health and education and counseling about preventive services, including certain screenings, shots, and referrals for other care if needed. When you make your appointment, let your doctor's office know that you would like to schedule your Welcome to Medicare Preventive Visit. You pay nothing for the Welcome to Medicare Preventive Visit if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Yearly Wellness Visit. Preventive Service. If you've had Part B for longer than 12 months, you can get a yearly wellness visit to develop or update a personalized plan to prevent disease based on your current health and risk factors. This visit is covered once every 12 months. Your provider will ask you to fill out a short questionnaire called a health risk assessment as part of this visit. Answering these questions can help you and your provider develop a personalized prevention plan to help you stay healthy and get the most out of your visit. The questions are based on years of medical research and advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Note: your first yearly wellness visit cannot take place within 12 months of your enrollment in Part B or your Welcome to Medicare visit. However, you don't need to have a Welcome to Medicare visit before your yearly wellness visit. You pay nothing for the yearly wellness visit if the doctor or other qualified healthcare provider accepts assignment. Important: if your doctor or other healthcare provider performs additional tests or services during the same visit that aren't covered under these preventive benefits, you may have to pay coinsurance, and the Part B deductible may apply.